Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org, and my email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, I'm going to be talking about the Book of Bill. The Book of Bill is demonic. You can get it on Amazon. Let me start with some verses from the Bible, all from the NLT version. Leviticus 19:26, do not practice fortune telling or witchcraft. Deuteronomy 18:10, do not let your people practice fortune telling or use sorcery or interpret omens or engage in witchcraft. 1 Samuel 15:23, rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft, and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. Revelation 9:21, and they did not repent of their murders or their witchcraft. Revelation 21:8, but cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshipers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. If we can't, as Christians, if we can't unite against witchcraft, then we're not on the same team. Now, I'm not trying to be an alarmist here. I'm just wanting parents to be informed. But dabbling in the demonic is the same as witchcraft. Satan is trying hard to make witchcraft common and seem harmless. And he's targeting our children to do that. One of the most recent and clever attempts to do this is a new book on Amazon called The Book of Bill, which is basically a satanic Bible. This book is by the creator of a show called Gravity Falls, which is a Disney show. It is portrayed as satire, but is truly dangerous. There are demonic symbols and symbolism and lots of anti-biblical messages in this book. Right near the front of the book, there's a place to put your hand and write your name and summon the demon who wrote this book. Let's look at a couple of pages. Now, there's the front of it. I'm marked. In fact, on the back cover, there's an endorsement by somebody named Charlie Day. He said, I love this thing. Ever since I read it, I keep hearing this screaming in my brain that won't stop. What a great endorsement, wouldn't you say? So here we have a couple things in the front of the book. This page here is where you put your hand and you summon your demon. You put your name here. You place your hand where that hand goes. Place your hand on the right page. Clear your mind. And you keep repeating the words, time to get weird. Just like a chant. That's what they're asking you to do at the beginning of the book. And then several pages just laughing at you. Ha, 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 ha. Very demonic in nature. Then we have a page about the Book of Bill, written by Bill, published by Bill, and licked by Bill. And then right behind that is the table of contents. I'm going to share a couple things here from the table of contents, and we'll call it quits. I don't want to be in this book too much. It says, congrats on the new book. And by the way, it has a place to lick here to taste new book. It's a new book taste. Congrats on your new book, The Book of Bill, which will be your new guide to life forever. If you're starting to have second thoughts about reading it, too bad. There's no way to get rid of this book. Go ahead, try to throw it away. I dare you. It will follow you to the grave. This book contains, number one, a real human spine. I wonder who they stole it from. Number two, paper made from pressed, pureed human brain matter. I can invade anything with neurons, so I can project anything I want in there. Take captive every thought come to mind there. Number three, 1,000 free paper cuts to be awarded to the 1,000 lucky readers at random. Check your fingers. You may already be a winner. Four, a whole secret chapter you probably won't find. Five, a soul. If you burn this book, it will scream. Check this box to continue. I'm not Dipper Pines. It's just bizarre thing after bizarre thing after bizarre thing. It is demonic. It is satanic. Be aware. One TikTok I watched had a dad who said this book had given his son terrible anxiety. That's how Satan works. Satan is working to bring anxiety, fear, depression, and suicidal thoughts to our children. Be aware and be warned. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to keep your eyes and ears open to anyone looking at this book and warn your family and friends about it. Pray against it. You might simply pray like this: Lord, by the blood of Jesus, I negate the power and influence of our unseen enemies as they work against the youth in my family through books like this. I bind and gag all evil spirits trying to influence our children and grandchildren. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.